Hot 100.5
with the podcast edition of Mark and Dilly in the Morning.
Hi, I'm Kirk Kinsella, general manager of Jim Pattison Subaru South and Jim Pattison Subaru on Region. During the out-of-office event, discover the all-electric 2023 Solterra. Yes, a full electric Subaru. Enjoy our famous all-wheel drive system to maneuver our Winnipeg roads. Pick up yours today with finance rates starting at 3.99% for 24 months. Find your next Subaru online now at jpsubaruregion.com and jpsubarusouth.com.
Found out last hour that millennials make up the most in a generation here in Manitoba, right?
That's right. StatsCan put out some new information that says in Manitoba, we are now the second youngest province in the entire country, and it's very close to Alberta. Alberta's 39.1, we're 39.3.
39.3
is the average age.
Of the average age.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's
39 years. Yeah.
Right. And Dilly's a millennial. So what I thought, I'm going to give you guys some secrets. Okay?
Some secrets.
Yeah, so yeah. I want the millennials to start feeling good because you're getting older. If it's 39 now, 38, 39, you're going to feel like things aren't working the same.
I'm marking this day down in history. This is the first time
Wow. You've
ever been generous to my generation.
Because I thought the Gen Xers were the biggest population, but I guess
it's like wrong again.
Wrong again. Here are some secrets to staying young, okay? What you guys are not used to is that you have to do things to make yourself feel normal, okay?
Yeah.
So I have to go for walks and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Because if I don't, then my body seizes up. It seizes up, right?
Right, yeah.
Right? I got to go for more massages now. I never did that one. Because you didn't have to.
Right.
So, for instance, I have found that drinking electrolytes, right? Like Gatorade or Power and stuff like that. Or just staying hydrated more is a huge difference.
Yeah.
Ever since I got my gigantic 3-liter bottle there.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed a huge difference. And you know that already. I see you drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
But you could also supplement it a little bit with Gatorades. Especially if you're up late the night before, go to a concert perhaps, you have some of that rink beer.
Sure.
You're going to need those extra electrolytes. Another thing is drink green tea throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do this, but they say that helps.
Well, especially like replacing coffee. If you're going to drink coffee all day,
yeah,
throw in a green tea because there's some health benefits to
it. Yeah, there is. I just can't drink dirty water. I just don't like it.
Well,
I just feel like it's not doing anything for me like coffee does. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Try a healthy aging shake for breakfast. Do you eat breakfast?
Not often, no.
No.
Just because I would normally eat breakfast, but when you get up super early, I find you don't have much of an appetite.
And also, making shakes in the morning, like, I've done it with my kids. They hate it because it's so loud.
Yes.
Right? So if you're living with people, it's tough to make it.
Have you ever quietly blended anything?
No.
That's not a thing.
But it says a healthy aging shake. I don't know what that is.
I'm sure it has ingredients to combat aging. Right?
Maybe I should start doing this.
Oh, look at you.
Maybe I should start.
What are these healthy aging shakes I'm hearing about?
Because I like eating breakfast, like little snacks like bananas or apples or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can make a smoothie as well. Smoothie or shake. You get protein in there. Try to get some creatine, something for your gut. Oh, you just get a whole bunch of stuff. That's a lot of supplements. Frozen berries, that kind of stuff. Okay. I can get behind that. I think I need to shake it up a little bit more.
Shake it up with some shakes. Yeah.
Right? Use resistant bands for exercising.
Yeah, you rocking resistance bands?
No.
Here's advice from a guy that does none of the things on this list.
This is according...
I've heard the resistance bands. That is good. Obviously, it's resistant bands are great for strength, right? For keeping... Especially if you're not like a regular gym goer.
No,
right?
And that's what I'm saying.
This is an alternative, yeah.
Here's another thing that I have to do now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to date myself at all, but I seem to be doing it. Is that you got to stretch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching TikTok videos now.
Yeah.
And I search... stretching for beginners or whatever. Like, Yeah. And it helps a lot because otherwise I seize up, Dilly.
Right.
My legs.
Right.
And my back. They're seizing up.
Well, resistance bands, you'll often use those for strengthening, say if you have to go to a physiotherapist,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the number one thing they'll always give you. It's like tennis balls and resistance
yes,
bands.
Yes. And here's the difference, though, that you guys aren't used to because mm-hmm. you're young. We're not doing resistance bands for any kind of rehab. It's just life
just,
now.
Yeah, just to exist. Yeah.
So resistant bands or stretching, I would say, in that situation.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's easy when your muscles start,
yeah,
you know, tightening it up. You got to sure. loosen up. I eat lots of protein the older you get. Eat lots of good fats.
Mm-hmm.
For example, is bacon a good fat?
No.
No?
But avocado is.
Oh, see?
See, that's why avocado toast took off.
Well, it's on
the
TikTok.
The millennials.
Hey, it's on
nuts,
TikTok.
You know, like fish, seeds, eggs, all that kind of
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's nuts.
All good fats.
Nuts, that's good.
Anything
yeah.
that's not saturated.
Okay.
Cheese is in there. Almonds.
And
it's
honest,
a lot of nuts.
Yeah.
Yogurt.
Yogurt.
Dark chocolate's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, these are things that you got to start looking at. Well, you're eating more.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you getting those fats from? Before your body can process it. Now?
Definitely.
It's out the window, man.
It's true. Every decade you get older, your body stops doing things you could have done that previous decade.
Right.
Or eating or drinking or whatever it may be. Right?
You notice, yeah. Especially
for
if
sure.
you're like drinking the night before,
mm-hmm.
you notice that it's tougher to get up.
Right.
Right? Where, you know, even 5 years ago in your 20s, you'd be like, bing, I feel great.
Yeah, you could get through
take
a
on
full,
the day.
You could get through a full day and
yeah.
and survive it somehow. But
and do it again that night.
Sure, yeah.
No. Millennials. Learn from the wise one here. The Generation Xer.
Mark and Dilly in the morning. You're listening to the best on Hot 100.5.
After 8 o'clock, we've got Winnipeg Jets tickets to give away. What game is it?
Sunday's game. Phoenix is in town. Arizona Coyotes? Phoenix?
It's on Sunday?
Is it Arizona?
It's Arizona, yeah.
Whatever. Who cares? Worst franchise in the whole league.
It's, yeah. It's,
yeah, they're in town on Sunday because the Jets are in Chicago Friday, back home Sunday. So we have a pair of tickets to give away today and tomorrow.
Jets 1.0 versus Jets yeah. 2.0.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. So we're going to play a game where Dilly's got these questions. You're going to try to beat me because people have mostly said in town that I'm kind of like the Ken Jennings of yeah, Winnipeg.
Ken Jennings.
Usually I'm the smartest guy in the room, so.
Can you do me a favor when people say these things to you? Can you, have an audio recording device on your phone? Can
I
you,
never think of
can
it.
Can you get them to say that into the microphone so I could hear it with my own ears?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Can you get them to record their full name?
Yeah.
That okay. they're a real person.
Their SIN number?
Yeah. Something that proves their real identity. Maybe a picture of their driver's license.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
I'll prove to you that I am the smartest guy in the room sometimes. Because I know things like this. Did you know that the umbrella was originally going to be called just Brella? Did you know that?
No. I didn't.
Yeah, so stuff like that.
Why was it just called Brella?
Well, what happened was that the inventor, he went to the patent office. And the person that was filling out the form said, oh, what do you want to call this? And then he hesitated. And he went, Umbrella?
Oh.
So the person wrote Umbrella down. The Ken Jennings of Winnipeg.
Good God.
The Tom Cruise of Winnipeg.
The Carrot that. Top of Winnipeg.
It's Mark and Dilly. Okay. Before we do anything, I want to talk about kids, because most of them are getting up right now or heading off to maybe before school programs, whatever it might be. And kids, I remember my kids being young, they will say the darndest things, and they believe the darndest things. And this could be you. When you think back to being a kid,
yeah,
what are some things that you believe that was kind of either just a part of your family? You know, because your parents told you like something weird. Like, what? For instance, I was talking to somebody and they said that all the remotes in their family
yeah.
had names.
Names on the remotes, yeah.
Right, because the dad named all the remotes. So when she got you know, older.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you don't... Wait, you don't name your remotes? I thought everybody did, right?
This is Roger the remote.
Yeah,
you guys
exactly.
don't do that?
Yeah.
The earliest memory of that for me is... I remember because it was so traumatic that I had a babysitter. I was probably 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
And I was eating watermelon.
Ah, yes. With the classic seeds.
With the seeds. It was not seedless. And she said to me, you know, Sean, if you swallow the seeds, then a watermelon will grow in your tummy. And the thought of that, for some reason, sent me into such a blind rage into an absolute meltdown that she actually had to call my mom at work. And my mom had to calm me down and say, no, it's not going to. And then I'm sure she must have just gave it to that babysitter after just, my son is fragile. He is emotional and he can't handle information like that. Mommy, is it where the man in my tummy?
Oh my God.
And then probably for a week after, I was still petrified.
Really? Eh?
And convinced there was a watermelon growing inside of me.
Wow.
Right?
That's
but
impressive.
Again, but at a certain age, why would you not believe that? It's like
exactly.
swallowing gum, right? Like the
I
same
always
kind
thought
of thing.
That.
Yeah.
That's not a thing. It doesn't stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Right.
You just pass it like everything else.
Right. But somebody tells you, and if you're at a certain age, you just believe it because you're still so fragile and you don't know what the real world's like.
Of course not.
You're living in that little dome of security and safety and comfort, right?
204-474-1005. Kids will believe the weirdest things. Because they trust adults. Like, you trusted your babysitter. What was her name?
Robin.
Oh, yeah? You want to find her?
I trusted her.
Let's find her, and let's shame her.
What happened
20 years
25
ago?
25 years later. Hi, remember me, watermelon boy?
Is she in St. Patel still?
I have no idea.
Let's find her.
I have no idea.
Robin, the babysitter.
Yeah.
Should narrow it down pretty easy.
Sure.
So on our text, 204-474-1005, what is something that you believed or your kids, perhaps? Because what happens, too, is that kids will then, you know, explore the world a little bit, go to school, and then their friends will tell them things that aren't true.
Yeah.
Right? Because maybe they believed it or whatever it is. Very similar, like if you make a face and you get hit on the back, it's going to stay there.
Yeah.
That was just solely... for parents to tell kids not to do something.
Yeah.
Because they scare them.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And again, you're so young and inexperienced, you believe it.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you? Nobody's ever told you otherwise.
Like this text here. My parents used to say that if I misbehave, the fox will come and kidnap me. There's a forest nearby, and I truly believed that some evil foxes were there. And honestly, that's just because you probably read the book...
Yeah.
Red Riding Hood.
Or you watch The Fox and the Hound or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, the wolf was a bad wolf. Okay.
Sure.
Parents are thinking, okay, let's go. Let's keep going with this.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, pick another animal. Go. Yep. Fox. Yep. Yes. The fox is going to come and get you.
Kim said, I used to think, or I was convinced that the teachers would actually just sleep at school. Like, they didn't have a home.
Oh, yeah.
They just slept at the school. Yeah. The first time I saw one of my teachers at the grocery store, I was so shocked. I thought maybe they kept them in like the broom closet or something. But that's another good example where like you're so young, you only see that person in that setting.
Yes.
So to see them out of it is so bizarre. Because again, in your little kid brain, you're like, well, the teacher just sleeps there and wakes up and teaches us and goes to bed.
When my kids, even now, and they're in high school, when they see a teacher out
freaks
in
them out.
The wild.
In the wild, yeah.
We have to turn and go a different way because they just can't, their brains just can't take it, right? Plus, they don't want to talk because, and I'm sure the teachers don't want to see them either.
No, that's true. Yeah, okay. This is true.
What are something weird that kids believe? 204-474-1005.
Hot 100.5.
So, I'm calling for the story about what kids believe.
Who's this?
My name's Tori.
Hi, Tori.
Hi.
Tell us.
Okay, so this might only be funny to me, slightly traumatizing to my kids.
Okay.
One time I brought home this kitten, and it was like an orange, white, black kitten.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest daughter was so attached to this cat. It was so cute. She went away to her dad's, and the kitten got out, never to be seen again.
Yeah.
But before she came home, I got a new kitten, and it was like a... It was still black and orange and white, but the colors were very different.
Yeah.
So when she came home, I told her that the cat had just changed colors as it got older. she's almost 10, and she still tells the story of her color-changing cat.
Oh, wow. I hope she's not listening right now, is she?
No, I just dropped her off at school.
Okay, so good.
I apologize, not the way I wanted to break it to her, but I mean, yeah. 10, she may have sort of figured it out.
That's a great story. That is a great story. Because I've done the old switcheroo with, like, goldfish and stuff. They don't really pick it up, but...
goldfish, cats, all the same kind of.
Sure, no, the cat one is unbelievable. I love it. I'm going to tell my kids that right now, and they're in high school, so I'm going to go with it.
Right on, yes. Great advice on my end, I think.
Thanks, Tori.
Thank you.
Any more parenting tips, please call.
Okay, we'll
have
see.
A great day.
Okay, bye. Bye. Good morning, Mark and Dilly.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Heather.
Heather, what's up?
I heard the thing about being caller number 10.
Oh, it's coming up here. That was just the promo, we call it, like the commercial.
Well, I gotta say, though, you made me realize I didn't have my phone. I was about to leave for work, so I ran back.
Hey,
inside.
Bonus.
Yes.
Bonus.
Bravo.
Right?
That's a happy accident. That's a happy accident.
Anytime you forget something, listen to Mark and Dilly, and you'll remember.
It's so true.
Okay, it's coming up here soon, though. Keep listening.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.
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 Hi, I'm Kirk Kinsella, General Manager at Jim Pattison Subaru South and Jim Pattison Subaru on Region. During the out-of-office event, discover the all-new 2023 WRX, the perfect blend of sporty and sleek. Designed to conquer Winnipeg roads with ease. Come drive one today and pick up your new WRX with finance rates starting at 4.49% for 24 months. Find your next Subaru online now at jpsubaruregion.com and jpsubarusouth.com.
Mark and Dilly's world tour. Shania Twain in Las Vegas.
Okay, we've gone through 8 already. We need to do 9 and then 10, okay? Good morning. Who's this?
Brittany?
Hey, Brittany, you're caller 9.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I'm sorry. That's so close. But try again, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. 10. Good morning. It's Mark and Dilly.
Hey, it's Blaine.
Blaine! You're caller 10, buddy.
Right on.
There you go. You're in. Entered. Monday morning is when we're going to do the draw.
Great.
All right. So I want you to hold on the line, okay? You sound like a cool dude.
Thanks.
You cool?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Only on the weekend. Blaine, if
it's
you
Dwayne.
Land, did you say Dwayne?
Dwayne, yeah.
Oh,
sorry,
Blaine.
My bad.
Good God. Anyway, Dwayne, let's say that you do win this. We hook you up with flights, accommodations, Uber gift card, and Shania Twain concert. You land in Las Vegas. What's the first thing you're doing?
Probably hit the casino.
Oh, well, there you go.
What do you like to?
Dwayner.
What do you play?
Blackjack.
Oh, yeah.
Blackjack.
That's the best one because it's the best odds.
Good old Blackjack Dwayne.
Okay, so if you have a 16, are you going to hit or stay?
You're staying on anything from 3 to 6.
I suggest you hit, sir.
Wow. I like to play a game. As soon as I get there, I like to gamble, but I play a game called Pick a Number, and it's just a guy standing there, and I have to pick between 1 and 10. But he always wins because I'll say, is it 7?
You should stop playing that
is
game.
Is it 7? Ooh, sorry, it's 8.
Stop playing that game.
Okay, hold on the line, buddy, okay? We need some information.
We're on. Great, guys.
Okay.
Your next chance to win Mark and Dilly's World Tour, Shania Twain in Las Vegas, is coming up today at 4 p.m. Keep listening to Hot 100.5 for your cue to call.
Hot 100.5, good morning. We are just hanging out with our guests here in studio. Dilly, can you introduce for us and welcome to Hot 100.5, Rachel and Ben?
Yes, this is Rachel from Soul Survivors and Chef Ben, and they're here to talk about their charity drive now, that they've collaborated together with.
Yeah, let's start with Ben. Can you tell us Made for Love, what is it?
Yeah, I'll give you a real quick close notes.
Made with Love, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Made with Love, yeah. I could talk for hours about it. But essentially, during the pandemic, when events weren't going on, we saw a need for people who needed food. Access to food, so we started making meals.
Nice.
We did a bit of fundraising for it. Thought we'd, you know, do it for a couple months because the pandemic was only going to be a couple months back then. We had no idea. And yeah, we've been going on 3 years, and we've given away just over 100,000 meals so far.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing.
What do you do it out of? Where do you do it out of?
We have a production kitchen downtown. Yeah. We have run a catering business and an event business. So yeah, we do a lot of private events.
Do you drop off the food, though, to like...
Yeah, we work with a few organizations. Main Street Project distribution for us. Yeah. North Point Douglas Women's Resource Center has done some help with us.
Now, before we get into the fundraiser... Okay, Dilly, you can ask this in a bit here. What is going through your mind? Because I find that people have great ideas to help homeless, to help feed or help raise money, but then it stops.
Yeah.
Where did you get the energy or the thought process like, I'm going to continue with this?
I mean, we've always given back. One of the things that bugs me about our industry is the amount of waste that there is. So we've always kind of found a way to either repurpose our waste. Started with composting. Then it was like, why are we throwing usable food into the compost?
So right.
Yeah.
We're downtown. Our kitchen's downtown. We're in the heart of it. So it's like, let's start with taking what we're not using and giving it to people who needs it. And then, during the pandemic when we weren't allowed to work, I mean, we're chefs, like we're a crew of chefs, and our whole business is about action.
Good for you, because I think it's wonderful when you take that extra step, because you know a lot of people just stop at that. It sounds like a lot of work, right? But you actually went kept going with it.
Those people are important too, because they're the ones that donate to us, and we take their money and do the work. So everybody kind of wins that way.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about the...
Rachel, how did you guys get on board with all of this? And now you guys have teamed up together to host a raffle, and there's a prize from each of you guys. So, but Soul Survivors, what's involved with that?
So, I always... try to make an effort to consider the community every year. And, like Ben was saying before, sometimes it can be challenging to do something that's actually very effective and has an impact. And so I've always, I've donated to Ben's work before just independently and really, was inspired. He came into the tattoo shop and I was like, hey, we should do something.
Yeah.
And he's like, yes, let's do it. So,
what were you doing in the tattoo shop? Because you don't have any tattoos.
No tattoos. I was delivering somebody who was getting some piercings.
Oh, I see. Okay.
There you go.
Isn't that, that's just fate.
Chauffeur.
Yeah,
chauffeur.
Yeah, that's just fate. Rachel, are you a tattoo artist there? What do you do there?
I do reception and do some management.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also... have a lot of tattoos.
I have a lot of tattoos.
Yes, exactly. Rachel, like me, we just have one big one. Right? Okay, so then talk about what you're giving away in this raffle.
Okay, so Soul Survivors is donating an $800 gift certificate.
Where is Soul Survivor, by the way?
Soul Survivors is in the heart of Osborne Village.
Gotcha.
It is at 118B Osborne Street. So just in the lower level.
The lower level.
Right, yeah.
I know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure everybody does.
Thank you.
Okay, so continue.
So
$800 gift card.
Yeah, and then Ben has also donated his time and skills to the project as well. And he is curating a dinner for four in-home.
Nice.
Also valued at $800.
Okay, so Ben, where can you get tickets?
Website, chefbenkramer.com. There's a Made with Love page, which has a video and some info about what we do. And
the video's good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's great. A friend of mine made that.
Yeah, it's nice. And you can buy
tickets.
Okay, yeah, tickets.
Yeah, on the ticket page here, I'm looking at the raffles here.
5 or 10.
So, yeah, basically every entry is the equivalent of a meal to somebody in need.
Really?
And every ticket you buy, every meal you support is an entry. So if you buy 10... you got 10 entries.
Okay.
So better chances.
Yeah, as it ever.
Yeah, for sure.
And when's the draw?
I think we selected
like
March 4th or March 5th, something like that.
Okay.
It's on the website.
Yeah.
It's on the website. And Soul Survivor, do they have an Instagram?
Yeah, we have Instagram at Soul Survivors Body Art, and you can see our Feed Everyone. That's sort of the name of the fundraiser.
Right. But also, like, the tattoo artists and put their pictures up.
Absolutely. So you can see what could potentially be available to you.
Okay.
And if anybody listening wants any of this info, of course, we'll gladly text it to
you. Yeah, we can just text it to
them. Make it nice and easy. Yeah.
And Chef Ben Kramer on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a nice profile pic.
Thanks.
Sweet. I got to find your photographer. Looking good. Okay, Rachel and Ben, thank you so much for what you're doing, guys. Thanks for coming here, but thank you for doing what you're doing.
It's really great.
Because even like with you, Rachel, like people talk about doing collabs, you know, and that you guys are actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So check out those Instagram pages, Chef Ben Kramer and Soul Survivor Osborne.
You got it.
Got it.
Thanks for the support.
Okay. Thanks for your time, guys. Thank you. Keep up the great work.
Keep it. We'll keep in contact with you and see what's going on in March there and who wins and everything like that.
I know. Arr.
Exciting. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
All right. Let's do it.
We're talking about tattoos, people. Come on. Don't be weird about it.
What's Trending Winnipeg with Mark and Dilly.
Okay. Well, we know now that the Forks Nestaway River Trail is closed, but are they closing it for the season?
It's done. Oh, they're pulling the plug officially. Just because they no longer can monitor the river or confidently say that it's safe. There is standing water there right now on the river. So they're just like, you know what? And because it's going so back and forth, it's warm one day, it's cold overnight, and it's just too much work for them and too much work to get the information out to the public.
It's one of those
years. A lot
of
people coming down and being like, is it open?
I know,
and
then, now you know that it's done.
It's closed.
Right, so the canopy, though, I think that's still open, isn't it?
Canopy stays open as long as it can, and then same with the trails around.
Well, looking at the long-range forecast, we're going to get like plus six on Saturday.
Yeah.
So one thing I know about skating on the river is don't skate when it's pooling water.
Yes, that's solid advice.
You never know.
Solid advice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's the first time anyone said to me, that's solid advice, Mark. Way to go. Stats Canada comes out with some interesting numbers here yesterday.
Yeah, across the country, but even in Manitoba, it looks like now, after they've done some research, that there's more millennials and baby boomers in the entire country. This ends a 65-year reign of the baby boomers. And in Manitoba, we are the second youngest province in the country with an average age of 39.3.
39, huh? That's...
And Alberta's 39.1. So Alberta and Manitoba are side by side with...
I'm very surprised that millennials are...
I was
the bigger generation.
Quite shocked to read that too, but
well, that doesn't mean that, you know, Gen X is still the greatest living generation. Just we don't have many numbers.
Whatever helps you guys sleep at night. if that's what you need to tell yourselves, then sure.
And check it out. Avocado coffee is now trending on places like TikTok. People are putting giant scoops of avocado in their morning java.
That is so gross.
It's replacing the avocado on toast. And if you are a hipster doofus and a millennial, you're probably doing this.
Keep it on the toast, millennials. Stop it. Stop it.
See, you guys are keeping it on the toast. The Gen Z is putting it in the coffee.
They're putting it in the coffee.
They need something. Okay, also, we want to give away Winnipeg Jets tickets. You have to stump the chump. I guess I'm the chump.
You're the chump.
But what you have to do is text in if you want to play, and then our computer will call somebody. What's the text word?
Text word is GOAL to 204-474-1005.
Let's do it. If you can beat me at trivia, then you're going to go.
Hot 100.5.
We've got Winnipeg Jets tickets to give away. We're playing a game called Stump the Chump, which I'm not really on board because I'm the chump, I guess.
You're the chump.
But on the phone with us is Blondie Trucker. Good morning.
Good morning.
When was the last time you went to a Jets game?
I have never been to a Jets game.
Ooh, first timer.
Oh,
first time.
Okay. Well, I hope you beat the jump then. Stump them.
Hopefully.
Here's how we're going to play this, okay? I'm going to ask you three questions. I'm going to ask Mark to leave the room.
Okay.
You're going to answer them, and then Mark's going to come back in and try to answer the same three. Whoever gets the most right wins.
Okay, sounds good.
So that means if you don't beat me, you don't get to go to your first game.
Okay.
I really want you to beat him.
a lot of people.
I hope so.
a lot of people say that I'm the smartest guy in the room, usually. So
no one's ever said that.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, get out of here. All right. I'll wait till the door closes. I got to watch him walk away. Okay, he's gone. There it is. Okay. Question number one. What is the name of the popular building block toy with colorful interlocking blocks?
Lego.
That is correct. What pop song by the band Berlin was featured on the Top Gun soundtrack?
Ooh, I don't know that one.
Do you know any Berlin songs?
I probably do, but not off the top of my head.
All right, I'll ask you the next one. Which country is the largest producer of olive oil? I'm going to give you three options. Italy, Spain, or Greece?
I'm going to say Spain.
That is correct. Oh. Well done. Okay, you got two out of three. I have a very good feeling you're going to stump the chump here. He's coming back in.
That was quick.
Sweet.
Yeah. Not wasting any time.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark.
I'm ready.
She got two out of three.
Okay.
So you need to get at least two, or you need to get three.
I need to get all three, yeah.
Okay, so what is the name of the popular building block toy with colorful interlocking blocks?
Lego.
What pop song by the band Berlin was featured on the Top Gun soundtrack?
Take My Breath Away.
What country is the largest producer of olive oil? Italy, Spain, or Greece?
Italy, Spain, or Greece?
Yeah, which one?
I would assume it's Italy.
Well, that is incorrect.
No!
But that means you guys tie, so we have to go into a tiebreaker question.
Blondie, Trucker, we're going to a tiebreaker. Okay,
oh, my God.
So Lego's right.
Yeah, Lego's correct.
And
Take My Breath Away. But the
you're telling me that Italy doesn't...
It's Spain.
But the Italians love the oil, and they sell it.
It's
Haven't
a
you
trick
seen
question.
The Godfather?
Yes.
He owned an olive oil... He owned an olive oil thing in New York City. I think that's wrong. Anyway.
All right.
Okay.
Tiebreaker round.
So whoever shouts out the correct answer first wins. Okay?
Okay.
You guys ready?
I'm just going to call you Blondie if that's cool.
You ready?
Sounds good.
Here we go.
Here we go.
What animal can change its color to match its surroundings?
Cheetah.
No.
Owl.
No.
Panther.
It's a reptile.
Snake.
Ooh, an iguana.
No.
No.
Komodo Gecko. Dragon.
A what?
A gecko?
No.
A gecko. What's happening here?
Oh, my God. Would you like another question?
Yes.
It was a chameleon.
Chameleon. Right. Okay, one more.
The best a man can get is the iconic slogan of what shaving brand?
Shaving brand? I don't know. These are so hard.
Well,
I
don't know. Old Spice? I don't know.
Say again?
I don't use men's shaving
products.
I'll
give you a different question.
Yeah, that one's a
what
dumb one.
What potato chip company uses the slogan, bet you can't eat just one?
Old Dutch.
No.
Lay's.
Correct.
Oh, you did! What was that? What's the answer to
Gillette.
That? Gillette. Who knew
Gillette.
That one? All I can
guess
think
Gillette
of.
Gillette makes female products too, so
they do.
Yeah.
By Menon. Is that the song?
That was Sports Dick, wasn't it? By Menon? What
by
was by Menon?
Menon?
I don't know.
That was the.
My brain
oh,
hurts.
It wasn't shaving cream. That was deodorant. Anyway.
My brain hurts.
Wow. Well, you're very smart. You're the smartest person in Winnipeg right now.
And you're going to see your first ever Jets game ever.
Yay!
That's exciting.
Sunday. Coyotes are in town.
Wait.
Okay, can you hold on the line?
Yes.
And real quickly, we call you Blondie Trucker because you are blonde, right?
Yes.
And you have given yourself that name, just so you know, as everybody knows. But you also drive truck. And are there a lot of women in your industry, or are you kind of just, you know, just
for
one?
For my company I work for, there's probably only a handful that you could count, probably on one hand.
Yeah. Would you like to see more women in the industry?
I would, definitely. It's nice to see another woman out there.
Yeah. Do you have your, what's the class?
Class one
air brakes?
Yes, with air brakes.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
Sweet air brakes. Did you have to do the training? Like around town, I always see the training trucks.
Yes. I had to do the training.
Well, good
Got
for
to go
you.
Drive around and, yep.
Sweet.
Learn how to do your pre-trip. Learn how to drive, how to, you know, take corners, back into places.
Hold,
and
that's the tough part. Yep. You got a truck is backing up.
For sure.
Is this a thing that if I meet a trucker, could I say, nice air brakes. Is that cool? No.
Don't encourage him, please.
No?
You might get a laugh like that, but yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, hold on the line. We appreciate you.
You've been listening to the Mark and Dilly podcast.
Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 on Hot 100.5.